It says, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. If you could bow your heads with me, Father, we just thank you. We ask you, Lord, to let your presence continue to move in our hearts. Open our hearts, Lord, to receive your word, that it will edify, that it will bless, that it will deliver, that it will lift us up. We thank you right now in Jesus' name. Before you're seated, turn to someone once again and say, Lord, speak to me. Amen. You may be seated. John chapter 6, verse 63 says, it is the spirit that quickeneth. That means it is the spirit that gives life. The flesh, this flesh profiteth nothing. This is what Jesus said. He said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. That's why I said today, you need God to speak some words to you. If you feel like you've been dying, if you've had a week where there has been trouble and tribulation, you need God to speak some words of life to you. He said, it is the spirit that quickeneth. It is the spirit that brings life. It is the spirit that delivers. It's the spirit that blesses. He said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. I'm not going to keep you long, but we need the Lord to speak to us. We need the Lord to speak to us. A week or so ago, we went to the Wisconsin District Ministers Conference. And the speaker opened up with the story of Hagar, the handmaid of Sarah. And one of the verses that he read was from Genesis chapter 21 and verse 1. And as he read it, something jumped out at me. He repeated these words, and it really jumped out at me. It said, and the Lord visited Sarah as he had said. And the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. I want you to focus on these two phrases, as he had said and as he had spoken. As he had said and as he had spoken. When God speaks to you, he's going to visit you and he's going to do as he had said and as he had spoken. They had waited many years from the first time God spoke to them. They wanted a child. Sarah was barren. They wanted to have an heir, but it waited so many years. But I tell you this, there came a day when it said, and the Lord visited. Let's repeat that, and the Lord visited Sarah, and as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. That's why we need God to speak a word to us. Because if God will speak a word to us, then as he had said and as he had spoken, then he will do. You will get a visit. He will show up. And one day it's going to be as he had said and as he had spoken. I'm telling you, when you have received a word from God, when God speaks into your life, there is only one result. In the book of Genesis, it said, God said three words, let there be. And the Bible says, and it was so. And he went on to say, let it there be. And the Bible says, and it was so. And he said, let there be, and it was so. I'm telling you, we need a God to speak a word into our life today. If you are depressed, if you are down, if you're going through some tribulation, let God speak into your life. Because he said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. See, if I speak a word, it's only flesh. If I say you good for you, that doesn't mean too much. But if God says, let there be, the only result is, let's make sure we understand that. I don't think I heard you. And God said, let there be. You see, he promised Abraham and Sarah, I'm going to visit you. I'm going to show up one of these days. And the Bible said that they waited 25 years from the first time God told Abraham, you're going to have a son. But I'm telling you this, Jesus said, the whole heaven and earth can pass away, but my words will never pass away. We need God to speak a word to us today. And if you receive a word from God, it will be just as Sarah. The Lord visited Sarah as he had said, And the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. I tell you, if you get a word from God, you don't have to worry. You don't have to panic. All you have to do is to lean not unto your own understanding, but you have to trust in God with all your body, soul, and spirit, because there will come a day when he shows up. The Bible says that Abraham was sitting in his tent, and he saw three men coming, and immediately something told him, this is the day. Something is happening. I see three men, but these don't look like ordinary men. The Bible said he went out and he worshiped. He knew immediately that this was the day that God had spoken of, that he was coming to say a word. I'm telling you, we need God to speak to us today. Shall I tell you what the devil will do to you? We find it in the book of Genesis. God has spoken to Adam and Eve every day. The Bible said he walked with them in the cool of the day. So you know what Satan will do? He will try and make you question that word from God. What did God say? Hath God said? He said, if you touch that fruit, you're good. Hath God said? You see, the devil wants to take away that word from you that God wants to speak to you. That word that will quicken, that will bring life, that will bring blessing, that will bring healing, that will bring deliverance. But I'm telling you this, one of these days the Lord will visit you. As he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah, as he had spoken. You can search for those phrases in the Bible, and guess what? They will show up, because anytime God says, something is going to happen. He said that the word will not return void unto me. When God speaks a word into your life, if it's let there be, you can start the dance right now. You can start rejoicing right now, because you know what will happen? And it was so. I'm telling you, all you need is for God to speak into your life. Now the question is, how do you get God to speak into your life? You need to start a conversation. You need to draw near to God and say, Lord, I want to talk to you. I need you. I really have a desire to draw close to you. If you will draw near to me, he said, I will draw near to you. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said. And the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. I am telling you that we need a word from the Lord today. Do you have some needs today? I guess all of you are just having a great time. Let me say it again. Do you have some needs today? Well, then you need for the Lord to speak to you. You need for a visitation from God today so that he can say, as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. I'm telling you that it's time for us to have a conversation with God. Let me show you how God's word works. In Matthew 28, 6. In Matthew 28, 6, you see, God keeps his word. We see that at the resurrection, we're coming up next week to the time that we celebrate Christ's crucifixion and his resurrection. But you see, there was a story there. When they came that morning, they were told, he is not here. He is risen. Why? As he had said. All you need is a word from God, because if he speaks to you and he says, let there be, there is no devil in hell, there is no circumstance, there is no situation that God cannot deliver you from. All we need is a word. I think that must be my testimony, because you know what I'm going to say next. You know what the word God has given me? Come. That's all the word God gave me, because I stepped out of my boat and I've been walking on water, impossible as it seems. Though there's a storm all around me, although the wind is howling, although there is no means of support, he told me, come. And I stepped out of my boat. I stepped out of my place of comfort. God has a word for you. If he was speaking to your life, you need to get a conversation going. You need to get on your knees. You need to hold up your hand. You need to open your mouth and say, Jesus, thou son of David, I need some help. I need a word from you today. I need you to speak into my life. I need you to come and do some deliverance. I need some healing. I have a family member. Are you all okay out there? There came a day when God visited Abraham. And just those little words, God fulfilled his promise. I've been meditating just on that phrase for about a week. As he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. I am just telling you guys and ladies and gentlemen that you need to have a conversation with God. Get him to say a word to you. It can be a simple word. It can be a simple word. It can be come. See, I was comfortable in my boat. There's no need to go into that storm. But Peter wanted to reach the master. He said, bid me. Lord, give me a word. Speak a word. If you speak a word, I can walk on water. Impossible situations, no problem. Storm, lightning, thunder, no problem. Because God gave him one word. Come. God's got some words for some of you today. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now, I personally can't do nothing for you because my words, they're just from flesh. The flesh profiteth little. But if he speaks a word to you today, as simple as come, as simple as trust me, as simple as believe me, as simple as I'm going to work this out, it's up to us to believe him and to keep the conversation going. See, Satan is going to come like he did in the garden to Eve and say, did he really say that to you? Can't you see? This is impossible. You can't walk on water, Peter. There's a storm all around you. There's thunder and lightning. And so you know what Peter did for a moment, for an instant? He took his eyes off of the word giver. See, you have to keep your eyes focused on the word giver. If you keep looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, and if he just gives you one word, it doesn't matter how the storm's going, you can step out your boat. You know, there's so many things that the world looks at and says, oh, it's impossible. With man, it is impossible. It's impossible how God has delivered me so many times. But I know my secret word is come. You need to find a word. You need to get a word. Turn to your neighbor and say, speak a word, Lord. Speak a word, Lord. If you get a word, because John 6:63 says, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. They are spirit and they are life. We need to make sure that we don't only speak words, but we get a word from the master. He is not here, for he is risen. Guess what? Why are you doubting? Why are you standing around so surprised? He said, I lay down my life and I have the power to take it up again. As he said he would do, he has done. I tell you, when you receive a word from God, he told me we weren't going to lose that house. It doesn't matter what they say. They sent me a letter saying we are foreclosing. After 16 months, we're foreclosing. It's finished. I called them up and said, this isn't right. And they said, oh, it's not right. Because God had given me a word. When he speaks into your situation, John 6:63 says, the words that he speaks will be life. If we believe that, we would be wanting to speak to God every day. Lord, I'm leaving my house. I don't know what I'm facing. There's a jerk at work trying to get me fired. I need a word from you today, Lord. I need you to speak into my situation. I just love this. The Lord visited Sarah as he had said. The Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. You know, the thing about promising little kids stuff is they believe you. They believe you. Are you going to get me a bike, Daddy? Yes, I'm going to get you a bike. Now, you may have meant 2 years from now. The next time they see you, Daddy, where's my bike? What? You promised me yesterday a bike. Oh, yeah, I'm going to get you a bike. See, God isn't like that. The Bible says that his word is firm. You can walk in it. Heaven and earth will pass away before God's word passes away. If you understood that, if you believe that, you would want a word from God. You would say, speak to me, Lord, even if it's one word. If it's come, if it says go, that could be a good word too. God may want to use you to do something powerful, something mighty, but you need a word from God. You need to find a word from God. You need to have something tomorrow morning to face this world, and it better not be just your lips. Your words, because my words will fail, but his words will never fail. Why are you surprised? He said he was going to be gone. Didn't he tell you after 3 days he was gone? He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Surprise, surprise, God actually will keep his word. My best friend may fail. My mother used to say I was a promising boy. Because I would promise a lot of stuff. Yeah, I'm going to take out the garbage. I'm going to make my bed. And you know, I meant it at the time. But this flesh is flesh. That's why we have to be born of spirit. Because spirit gives birth to spirit. When God gives us his words, they are life. They are promises that cannot fail. They are things that you can count on. There are things that you can depend on. The best word that I give you, I might mean it with all my heart, but I'm just flesh. But if God says one word to you, the answer can only be, and it was so. When God says, listen, you cannot curse whom I blessed, then you better leave that person alone. If God says, I'm going to heal that person, there's no devil can bring any sickness that has any kind of value. If God says, I'm going to bless them and they shall be blessed, then that's what's going to happen. When God speaks a word, when he says, I'm going to fix this situation, it's fixed. Now, you may not see it right away because God calls those things that are not as though they are. He is looking at the end. He's not looking at what you're seeing. He's seeing the finished product. When God speaks into your life, he is seeing the whole situation finished, fixed, healed, delivered, sanctified, glorified. He's seeing the end product. When we start to work with our faith organ, our imagination, and when we start to see things as God sees, that's why the Bible says that be ye transformed. We have to have a renewed mind so that the words that he speaks to us, we will latch onto it and we will walk on them. Hallelujah. If you could stand with me. Let me give you some words. Hebrews 13:5. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Can you believe those words? Can you accept those words? So tomorrow when something terrible is happening, I want you to remember these words. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Because as he had said and as he has spoken, it's going to be done. As he had said. Just remember those words. As he had said and as he had spoken. That's all you have to remember. Whatever God says, whatever he speaks, it's going to happen. He has exalted his word, the Bible says, even above his name. The Bible says this whole universe holds together just by the invisible word of God. Everything you see around you was spoken into existence just by his word, by him saying, let there be. So your little issue that you have is no problem for the God who I serve, who is the King of kings and Lord of lords. Abraham, you've been waiting patiently, but this is the day. See, God works in the fullness of time. He's not on our schedule. He's not on our timetable. He has a perfect timing for when he moves. All we have to do is wait patiently. You disciples, I want you to go at Jerusalem, and I want you to wait until you be endued with power. He didn't tell them 20 days, 60 days. He just said, wait. The Bible says, they that wait patiently upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. God has some words for you today. I will never leave you nor forsake you. In Revelation, he has some more words. Three times to the seven churches, he says, to him that overcometh, here's a word from him. He says, I will give for you to eat from the tree of life. You know what that means? That means you're back in the garden. That means you're back in paradise. That means you don't have no troubles. That means all you can pray is thank you, Jesus. Here's another one. Revelation 2:17, he says, he that overcometh, I will give to eat of the hidden manna. Angel food. Angel food. You see, if God gives you a word, you're not going to be hungry again. Isn't that what he told Satan? Man shall not live but by every word. Now let me see if that will sink in. I said you need God to speak a word. Whatever your situation is, maybe it's need, maybe it's healing, maybe it's deliverance. Jesus told Satan, man shall not live by bread alone, but how? By every word. All you need to ask today is, God, speak a word to me. Speak a word to me, whatever it is, Lord. I'm willing to accept what that word is. If God speaks a word to you, as I've said 10 times in Genesis when God said, let there be, the only answer is, and it was so. There is no force that can resist God's word. The centurion knew that. He said, Jesus, you don't have to come to my house. Just speak the word. Just speak a word. He knew something that all the Jews didn't. If Jesus speaks a word to you, you have something more precious than gold. You have something better than your job. You have something better than anything else. Because if you have a word from the Master, if you have a word from the Master, the Bible says that on his way home, his servants met him and said, hey, he's healed. And when he inquired at what time, it was the exact time that Jesus said, be it unto you according to your faith. God has a word for someone here today, more than one someone. You need to have Jesus speak a word to you. And it can be one of comfort. Come ye blessed into the kingdom prepared for by the Master. I'm telling you, God has got a word for some people here today. He's been wanting to have a conversation with somebody here. But you know what he said? We stand at the door. You have to open the door. He said, we stand at the door and knock. If any man or woman will open up, we will come and we're going to have a conversation. You may get more than one word. You may get more than come. You may get something spectacular. God has a purpose for your each and every one of us in here today. But we have to let him in the door of our heart. We have to want it to happen. He's not going to speak to you unless you ask him to. The blind man knew that. He heard that the person who could open blinded eyes was walking by. He was determined to have a conversation. He screamed out at the top of his voice, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. And they told him, shut up. This world will tell you, shut up. Are you crazy to come to church on such a beautiful day? You could be at the beach. In other words, shut up. The Bible says the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They think we're crazy. They might think we're a cult. They may think we are weird. But we have a word. We have a word. Satan is saying, do you believe that? Hath God said? Don't be like Eve today and be deceived. Don't let him fool you. Don't let him fool you because she lost out. And because of her, mankind for a while from the tree of life. But he says, to him that overcometh, in Revelation 2:7, to him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life. Now, to hear a word from God, what must you have? Faith. But you also got to have an ear. That's why it says to the churches, he that hath an ear, let him hear the word. It's all very well for God to speak a word, but then, are you listening? Are you listening? The last one, it says, to him that overcometh, I will grant to sit with me in my throne. You get a throne. Did you know that? You get your own personal throne. The Bible says he's going to make us kings and priests. I'm closing this service. I'm opening these altars. And if you want a word from God wherever you are, you need to ask him into your heart. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open unto me, we, symbolizing the Holy Spirit, we will come in and we will sup. God will come to dinner. You can invite him to come into your situation today. Hallelujah. He is willing and able to meet your need today. He is willing and able to bring deliverance. But you need to say, speak a word, Lord. Speak a word, Lord. Little 8-year-old Samuel was sleeping, and he heard a word. It was his name. But he didn't understand who was speaking to him. So he went to Eli and said, I thought I heard. Did you call me? He said, no, I didn't call you. Go back again. And he heard his name, Samuel. God is calling someone's name today. Are you listening? Do you recognize it? And it may be he's calling you through my words. What are you going to do? Third time he went to Eli, Eli realized it was God was speaking to him. When you go back, Samuel, ask God for the word, tell him, speak, Lord, for your servant heareth. Is anyone in here willing to be Samuel and say, speak, Lord, I want that word, whatever it is, because it will change my life. It will put me in a new direction. Little Samuel was able to say, speak, Lord, for your servant heareth. If you could bow your heads and your hearts with me. Father, we just thank you right now. Lord, we ask that you speak to us right now. We need a word from you.